In the first bleary-eyed days of 1963, Miami woke up to a raging hangover. The city was crammed with well-wishers, con artists, and the Walking Dead. Snowbirds, in their colorful Hawaiian shirts, had flocked to the Florida beaches from Chicago and Detroit to escape the deafening sounds of the big industrial cities and the unforgiving northern weather. Hotels bulged at the seams, and disappointed guests could be seen dragging their bags along Collins Avenue in the vain hope of a late vacancy. Inside the permafrost lobbies, where high rollers escaped the heat, men in unseemly shorts swaggered around the shimmering casinos, leaving crumpled cash tips and suspicion in their wake. Cassius Clay had been in Miami for over 2 years now, and he had never witnessed such levels of edgy nervousness. The city was restless and rotting to its core. According to the beat comedian Lenny Bruce, who damned urban America with faint praise, Miami was the place where neon went to die. Across whole swaths of the city, neon flickered on and off, signage unsteadily jumped to life, and broken glass littered the sidewalks. The garish signs that looked so alluring on postcards were wheezing their last breath and advertising nothing more than a city facing decline. Bud rot had infected palms and shaded parts of the city, the lethal fungal disease damaging the once majestic trees and staining their giant drooping hands nicotine yellow. Miami had enjoyed an unrestrained growth after the war, driven by cheap air flights and the rise of air conditioning. But the boom was unsustainable. Work was short-term and unpredictable. Unemployment surged and ebbed with the seasons, and the influx of immigrants from Cuba and the Caribbean put unmanageable pressure on social services. Many mid-priced hotels had struggled to keep up with refurbishment plans and repairs to hurricane damage, so swaths of the city looked grubby, dysfunctional, and unloved. Despite all of that, the myth of Miami thrived, and the city's sunshine reputation somehow shook off harsher realities. In her insightful book, Miami, the celebrated author, Joan Didion, claimed that Miami seemed not like a city at all, but a tale, a romance of the tropics, a kind of waking dream in which any possibility could and would be accommodated.